Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Maybe now everybody realizes they either know somebody from Ukraine, know somebody who's in Ukraine, knows a friend of a friend, goes to a business that is owned by Ukrainians. By now, we have all made some kind of connection because human nature, at least most of human nature, is wanting to help, is reaching out, wanting to hear your story. How can I help? How can I be of assistance? And if you maybe have not connected with anybody from Ukraine, you are about to. Lorraine Snyder Hanley, she's 90. She emigrated from Ukraine. She and her daughter have written a best-selling book together called Miracles on My Doorstep, Immigrating to America, Faith Finds Freedom. Linda Kay, her daughter, and Lorraine Snyder Hanley, the authors, are joining us now. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, gosh, I'm thrilled to have both of you. I think this is amazing, and I'm glad we found you. And Lorraine, let's start with you. Now, listeners, remember, Lorraine is the mom. She's 90, and she immigrated from Ukraine. Lorraine, just share some thoughts as you're watching on TV, seeing what's happening. Tell us if you still have family that's over there. What goes through your mind when you watch the events unfold?
Well, it's very sad when I watch. The people there are fighting so hard to keep the freedom they have. They don't want to go back into tyranny. What was happening years ago? They were under the pogroms. They were being persecuted, massacred for having any belief at all. The main problem with Ukraine today is they have waited probably too long. But we have to give them so much credit for hanging on to what they know is free, and freedom to express their views, to buy a car, to go to the store, to have total freedom to do what they want to do.
Yeah. Lorraine and Linda, this is Paul. Hopefully you can hear
Hi,
me
Paul.
Okay, and I'm thrilled
Paul.
That you get... Hello, welcome. I want to ask both of you, talk to us a little bit. Is it a love-hate relationship with Russia? Because many Ukrainians have friends, family in Russia and vice versa. So it's sort of, tell us a little bit about that dynamic. And it strikes me that.
Well, I think that we have to remember that Ukraine was under Russia's rule for many, many, many years when it was USSR. And when the Stalin reign came, and then, of course, after that, the communism, prior to that, many people were afraid, extremely afraid for what little bit of freedom they did have left, which wasn't much. They were under serfdom, peasants. I'm going to let Linda take over from here.
Okay, thanks, Mom. Yeah. I think that to your question and to the point is you can't hate your own, can you?
That's so true.
No.
It's hard.
And you really can't because, you know, as Mom was just talking about it, they're intertwined with each other. You have many generations of people that were under the rule of USSR. Mm-hmm. It was called Russia. Mm-hmm. And the ability to become statehood then is not lost on me either, because you know, today as we fight for many freedoms that we take for granted, we only need to look that it's not too far from being able to be taken by force or by rule. And I think that, as I was saying to Mom earlier, my heart goes out to the families that have lost people already. That this is a resilient people. We were looking at some footage earlier about the women that were getting into vehicles to go to war. Women in tennis shoes and regular clothes, like they were just going to the store or going out for a jog with rifles. And I said to Mom, I don't know that I could do that. And Mom was like, oh, yeah, you could, and you would. You're Ukrainian. You're of good stock. But you don't understand how you will be tested until you're in the middle of it.
Well, I do remember my, you know, my father speaking so harshly of the freedoms. There were none. Back when they were there, my parents were there, they were pushed under a law that the government, this was under the czar, you can have 40 acres, but you have to work for us 11 and a half hours a day to pay for that. And it might take you 40 years, and it probably would, because that 11 and a half hours belonged to them. And then they wanted half of the profits of anything that was grown on that land. That's not a very good way of life. So when my parents were able to get out of there and give me a chance to be a free American, I am going to stand strong with Ukraine. Thank you, Ukraine, for standing up for what you want and what you need. This is not a love-hate relationship. It's a survival relationship, survival to keep doing what they want to do.
Lorraine, share with us when and how your family immigrated to the United States.
I'm going to let Linda take this one.
Got it.
Well, they started their migration during, as she mentioned, during the Bolshevik Revolution and the beginning of Stalinism, which then became communism. So that would be the late 1895s. The rest of the family came some years later, but before World War II. And we've lost touch with, of course, with many people. As I watched the news of the Ukrainian crying as he put his children on the train, I'm certain that my own family went through that same struggle, that they knew they would never see them again. And in this instance, we hope and pray that this man will see his children again. But as he put them on the train, I couldn't help but feel the same thing, far from the home I love.
Well, I think also we have to remember that it was a struggle for monetarily, the financial, it was a strain for them to even try to get into America. They pooled their money and they helped others. This was not just a singular family. This was many people helping each other, and families helping families is what I'm saying. They helped each other try to get into and to immigrate into America. They have got their past to America through ships, came into the ports of Ellis Island, became naturalized citizens right away. First thing they taught is we don't follow the ways of the old world. We follow the new world. We're going to teach our children English. We are going to accept what America has to give, democracy. We cannot bring our old ways into this new country. We have such freedom here. Freedom, freedom is what their main mantra was.
Well, they
was.
Brought old ways, Mom. You know, they brought culture. Mm-hmm. They brought the culture, the love of music and the love of food and fellowship, so, and hard work and ethics. So, you know, they did bring much with them.
Yeah, but they didn't bring their political ideas into America. They accepted what America gave them.
Yes, they brought the beauty of the Ukrainian culture, Linda, and we definitely appreciate that, and we are grateful for it. We only have maybe 45 seconds left, but can you both share with me what is your wish for Americans to know about Ukraine or the Ukrainians that are there today? What's your message?
My message is that the Ukrainian are strong and resilient people. And as Mom said, they might have waited a bit long to get into the EU or NATO, but certainly not without trying. And the effort that they're making now on a worldwide stage, my heart goes out to them, and my prayers are with their family that there is a ceasefire that happens immediately.
And my message is come together, unite in thought and prayer, and pray for solidarity before Ukraine.
Linda Kay and Lorraine Snyder Hanley, co-authors of Miracles on My Doorstep, Immigrating to America, Faith Finds Freedom. I know you two ladies are working on another book. We will look for it and anxiously await it. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your Ukrainian experience.
Well, thank you for having us. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Susanna.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.